This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
All right, 4 o'clock. Good to have you with us. Got an interesting note, and I think there's relevance to the Scooble conversation. Then we're going to get our Thanksgiving draft, have our annual discussion. Just why my people can't get this holiday right. But I wanted to see what you guys thought of this. And tell me if it leads you to what I took so much flack over months ago that I may end up being right. Not that I'll ever get those receipts or flowers. The Dodgers signed Blake Snell last night. 5 years, $182 million. Okay, so just a shade under $40 million, which is what I said it's going to take to sign Scooble. He's a $40 million a year arm. He's a lefty. He's 27. He's a Cy Young Award winner. He's awesome. All right? Gerrit Cole was making 36. Blake Snell slots in just above that. Well, Scooble would be next. Also, Blake Snell is going to be 32. He's a full 5 years older than Tarek Skubal. The Dodgers will have him, his age 32 through 36 season. So it's 182, but here's the interesting part. The deal includes $60 million in deferrals. So that reduces the present value of the deal, not by 60 total, because they do a net-net, but by about $30 million less, right?
Right.
He gets a limited no trade clause. I don't have the deals on that, but what it does include is this: a $52 million signing bonus up front. He just gets that money, which lowers the AAV on a year-in, year-out basis, right? They get the deferrals, and if they trade him, he gets a little bumpy bump, $5 million assignment bonus in case of a trade. So here's why I bring this up. The only thing we have right now is that, allegedly, according to reports, Tigers made a non-competitive offer to Tarek Skubal. I said last year, 5 at 200 or 10 at 400. And I got lambasted by certain people at this station, which is fine. I don't care. I'm going to end up being right. The point is, 5 at 200 is what it would take. Because if I'm repping Skubal, oh wait, Scott Boris does, I'm not taking less than what I just got for Blake Snell. Not for a guy who's 5 years younger, throws harder, and has shown no signs of being as erratic as Blake Snell. Signed, leading the league in walks 2 years ago, Blake Snell. So 5 at 200 is the minimum. And if you want the bite at the free agency apple in your 30s, Maybe it's four at 160. I don't know. But $40 million AAV is what it's going to take. Am I wrong?
No, I absolutely think you're right. I mean, this is where, and maybe Detroit can get creative with the deal as well, but yes, that's your competitive deal. That's what you have to come in there and say, we're starting from this point. Let's get this thing done if you're serious about this.
And again, you can sign deals that on paper look like one thing and in reality are another. There could be opt-outs. There could be kill clauses. There could be deferral. All I'm saying is, if you're going to get Scoobles signed, and those winter meetings start in about a week, it's just the framework is there. Five at 200. And if you don't want to do that, well, then you're going to ask me to say something that's going to upset you. And I don't want to upset you. It's Thanksgiving. But, I mean, it's just cut and dry. Teddy KGB had it right. Pay the man his money. And if you don't want to pay him, well, you know what you got to do. So it'll be very interesting now that Snell is done. I'm treating it like quarterback negotiations. Now that Snell is signed, you could wait for Corbin Burns if you want, but Scoobles the guy. Get the deal done. And again, I'm not telling you to be in love with the idea of signing a 10-year deal with a pitcher. That's why you could break it down. But it's a $40 million AAV now. And there's probably an opt-out clause somewhere after year three or four. And then they renegotiate again, get an even bigger deal. By that point, it might be 50 a year. Look, that's how you got to do it if you're Boris and you're an agent. Mm-hmm. And if you're the Tigers, you have to understand it. So I'm going to be fascinated because to me, shouldn't that be the first thing they do this offseason? Just get that deal done?
Absolutely. And don't go in there asking for a hometown discount. Hey, buddy, you know, we're kind of broke right now. No, don't. Come at that man correct and just pay him his money. And I like the opt-out because here's the thing. It puts pressure on the Tigers because as you're waiting for kids to get ready and develop, if they're not ready by year three, yeah, we're going to talk about trading and moving on because I gave you a shot. If I'm coming from Scoobles' perspective.
248-539-9797.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Quick note, huge free agency news in MLB, relevant to Scoobles. The Dodgers, look, man. I don't hate the hustle, but here's why I get annoyed by this. All right, it's the same thing as NIL in college, and here's what I mean. If there's no rules, there's no point. For the Dodgers to be brazenly circumnavigating good faith with deferrals and lump sums, it feels very USFL or back in the day, the ABA. Hey, you just signed a $20 million deal, and then you read the fine print, it was $20 million over 40 seasons. Like, there's just a, you know what I mean? Like,
right, the old Steve Young contract.
Yeah.
That very first one.
And that's, and again, it's just, if you're trying to violate ethics, it's pretty easy to do it. You're seeing it with name, image, and likeness, which has nothing to do with, come to my school, I pay you. And I'm fine with players getting paid a little. What they're getting now is stupid. Did you see the revenue sharing deal that got cut last night?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
And
the player in question is a guy that has basically been wholly non-productive the last two seasons. Kamara, the kid from Pitt, went to South Carolina. This kid cut a revenue share deal where he's making a quarter mil a year. How? He's nobody.
Yeah, backup quarterback, I mean, backup linebacker, not one, but two different teams, and now he's headed to Kansas, and Kansas is, going to pay him.
$250 And you're like, wait, what? He's not worth the scholarship. So for the Dodgers' purposes, it's fine, but they're already the richest team in the league, and they're already cheating the cap. They did it openly with Ohtani, right? There's no hard cap in baseball, but there is a luxury competitive balance threshold. They're finding ways to F around. That gets annoying. But if you're a Tiger fan, believe me, you're about $325 million short of that. So you'll be just fine. 248-539-9797. David, real quick, and then we'll do our Thanksgiving draft.
I'd give Scoobal 5 at 200. That is easy. Get it done tomorrow. Someone else says 7 at 300.
I think the dog in the background has decided to give 5 at 200.
7 at 300, someone says. They better lock him up. He is in his prime. That is Pat from his car.
If you don't lock him up this winter, it's malpractice. Because what you'll be doing is staring down the barrel of a gun with Boris. And I don't think that's good business. And I've already given you historical data that Boris will get deals done with 2 years of control left. He did it for Altuve. He did it for Strasburg. He did it for Cargo. This is off the top of my head. I'm sure that segment or video on YouTube's floating around somewhere. I gave you 10 deals he's done. Get it done. Period. Otherwise, what are you doing?
Yeah, someone says no on 10 years. That would be stupid, but yes, they need to sign him.
My whole point to you is if they want to play hardball and they demand 10 and they say it's 10 or zero, what are you going to do?
Falls in your court at
right,
that point.
Sometimes the rabbit has a gun. I'm only offering you worst case. Now, if I were advising Scoobal, I wouldn't do 10 years. I would do 5, bet on myself. We'll get another bite at the apple at age 32. Plus, Tarek, what the hell can't you buy with 200 or 300 or 400? It's all the same. You're never going to be Bezos. You don't have 200 billion, but you got 200 million. Figure it out. You know what I mean, Rico? Like,
no, right. That's right, right. There is only so much that you can buy, but yeah. If he hits him with a 10 or nothing, I don't know if I would do 10, but
8.
If you're Detroit, Mike's right. I would go 5 and somehow maybe having a player opt out maybe around 4 just in case this just isn't going the right way.
There you go. But again, the parameters to me, the picture's being painted as to his value. Even though I got slandered for suggesting 40 a year. It's weird. Really weird how that works.
Well, but here's the thing. It's kind of like the NFL quarterbacks. The price is only going to keep going up and up and up. So you can, you know, go back and forth and haggle. All you're doing is you're going up against yourself because in the end, you're not only going to pay him this, you're probably going to end up paying him more. That's what I like what Brad Holmes did. Hey, guys, here's the money.
That's
not going to haggle with you. Take this money. Let's go.
All right, David, determine the draft order. We come back. We do our annual Thanksgiving draft and a deep dive discussion into why my people can't get this holiday right. 97.1.